Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, August 6th, and coming up in today's episode, BJP threatens to file a contempt petition against Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra. Death toll rises to 5 as rescue operations continue in Uttarakhand's Dharali after cloudburst. Supreme Court quashes High Court order that banned the use of Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Stalin's name for government schemes, and Brazil shows a brave defiance to Donald Trump's tariff threats. Rescuers today recovered another body in the debris of Dharali flash flood and mudslide, taking up the total death toll to 5. The Army, Police, the National Disaster Response Force and the State Disaster Response Force are engaged in the rescue operations and have rescued about 150 people so far. Meanwhile, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami held a disaster management meeting at the State Emergency Operations Centre. The Chief Minister was also seen conducting a 5-minute helicopter ride to inspect the affected areas in a video that he posted on X. The rescue mission began last afternoon after a massive cloudburst triggered flash floods that barreled through homes, trees and vehicles, trapping dozens of people. The flash floods have ravaged at least half of the picturesque village of Dharali, a stopover on the way to Gangotri from where the river Ganga originates. These floods were triggered on Tuesday after a massive cloudburst tore through the slopes somewhere in the catchment area of the Khir Ganga River at around 1:50. And the sudden gush of floodwaters, slush and rubble buried at least half of the village. Horrifying visuals emerged from the area where a torrent of muddy water and silt tore through the slopes towards settlements along the river banks. People could be heard screaming in fear and running to save their lives in these videos rather helplessly. Political leaders have responded to the disaster in various ways. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also contacted Mr. Dhami to receive an update on the situation and assured him of the centre's assistance. Additionally, the Chief Minister also conducted his survey of Dharali and Harsil, both via helicopter and some locations in person. Dharali is not the only village bearing the brunt of this terrible catastrophe. Incidents of cloudburst and heavy rain were reported in Kinnor Kailash Trek in Himachal Pradesh, where a bridge over the tangling drain was washed away on Wednesday morning, leaving the tourists stranded. Over 400 pilgrims were rescued using the rope rescue traverse crossing technique, as seen in one of the videos that the Indo-Tibetan Border Police posted on X. A report by Himachal Pradesh State Disaster Management Authority indicates that 446 roads, 360 distribution transformers and 257 water supply schemes are currently disrupted. Three national highways are also blocked. In a big win for the ruling DMK in Tamil Nadu, the Supreme Court today ruled that welfare schemes in the Chief Minister's name are fair game, overruling a previous Madras High Court order which had stayed promotion of schemes in MK Stalin's name briefly. The ruling was a result of the AIADMK complaint against the Stalin government for using his and other political leaders' name and image in welfare schemes. While granting relief to the Tamil Nadu government, the Supreme Court further imposed a cost of Rs 10 lakh on AIADMK MP C. Shanmugam for filing what they deemed an improper legal challenge and, quote, abuse of the legal system. The court noted that the petition was not well-intentioned, as if it were really concerned about the misuse of welfare schemes for political mileage. It would have named all political parties in India as the user of political leaders, both living and dead, and their name and image for welfare schemes is prevalent practice across states. The case centers on the Tamil Nadu government's practice of naming welfare schemes after political leaders. The petitioner argued that this practice constitutes a misuse of government resources for political advantage. He claimed that it violates the guidelines established by the Supreme Court and the Election Commission. His main concern was with the schemes named after the current Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, especially a scheme, Yours Stalin. The Supreme Court dismissed Shanmugam's arguments, stating that his motives appeared to target only one political party, while schemes from other parties also bore name of their political leaders, sometimes chief ministers as well. While dismissing the petition, Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai said, and I'm quoting, "Without even giving opportunity to the Election Commission of India to decide the representation by him, the petitioner rushed to a high court in a hurried manner." The Chief Justice called this petition an abuse of the legal system. Quote, "The launching of schemes in name of political leaders is a countrywide phenomenon. The state of Tamil Nadu has provided at least 40 such examples from across the country. We don't wish to name them all the parties involved to avoid embarrassment to them, but we so not appreciate the anxiety of the petitioner only about one particular party," the court observed. Even as the ASG has sought more time to present detailed documents in the High Court, the High Court still passed an interim order pausing the use of Stalin's name. Senior advocate Mukul Rohatgi told the top court the government was only attempting to provide a platform to citizens to access welfare schemes, and new scheme was not being launched. This ruling overturned a previous order from the Madras High Court that had temporarily barred the government from naming new welfare programs after living individuals, including CM Stalin. The bench clarified that the implementation or operation of schemes was not blocked, only the naming and promotional content was restricted. The Bharatiya Janata Party is set to file a contempt of court petition against Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra. This decision follows the Wayanad MP's support for her brother and leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi and claims that Supreme Court cannot decide who is anti-national. On filing a contempt of court petition against Priyanka Gandhi, BJP MP Manan Kumar Mishra says, and I'm quoting, "She has committed a contempt of court by making so many statements before the media. Therefore, we are going to file a contempt petition against her because she has been making such irresponsible statements without knowing what the court intended to say to Rahul Gandhi. The petition will be filed by the bar and the lawyers. The public of this country will not tolerate such irresponsible statements," unquote. Separately, BJP leader Amit Malviya hit out at the Gandhis, saying the smug entitlement of the family is not just baffling, it reeks of contempt for the judiciary. There was no immediate reaction from Ms. Vadra or the Congress at the time of recording. A little background on this latest and ever-continuing battle between the Congress and the Bharatiya Janata Party. On Monday, the Supreme Court stayed proceedings against Mr. Gandhi before a Lucknow court over his remarks on the army that China had covered some 2,000 square kilometers of Indian territory during his December 2022 Bharat Jodo Yatra. However, the court reprimanded Mr. Gandhi by saying that if he was a true Indian, he would not be saying these things. Reacting to the top court's remarks, Ms. Vadra told reporters on Tuesday, quote, "With due respect to the honorable judges of the Supreme Court, they do not decide who is a true Indian. It is the duty to ask questions and to challenge the government. It is the job of the opposition leader to ask questions," unquote. In a post on X, Mr. Malviya said that the court must take sua moto cognizance of Ms. Vadra's remarks, just as it did in the case of Nishikant Dubey, referring to the top court censure of BJP MP over his remarks against it and the Chief Justice of India. Quote, "The law must apply equally to all. The Gandhis cannot be allowed to believe they're above it," Malviya said. On Monday, the top court censured Mr. Gandhi over his alleged derogatory remarks about the Indian Army. The court had said, "You are the leader of the opposition. Why don't you say such things in the parliament? Why do you have to say it on social media? Why do you make these statements without any material? If you're a true Indian, you would not say such things." The Congress and India bloc had immediately backed Mr. Rahul Gandhi in the aftermath of these comments, claiming that as a leader of the opposition, he had a right to ask these questions. Unwilling to bow down to the Trump tariff threats, Brazilian president has said he would rather call the Chinese premier or the Indian prime minister rather than calling on President Trump. For background, after imposing tariff threats on Brazil, Donald Trump loudly claimed that Brazilian president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva can call him anytime to discuss these tariff rates. However, the Brazilian leader said he would not call Trump to discuss tariffs because the US leader does not want to talk, but added, and I'm quoting, "I will call Xi Jinping. I will call Indian Prime Minister. I won't call Putin, though, because he cannot travel. But I will call many presidents," unquote. India, Russia, and China are part of BRICS, a coalition that the US claims is working to weaken the US dollar. Trump has threatened countries supporting BRICS policies with an additional 10% tariff. Furthermore, Brazil and India are also being targeted for their oil and other purchases from Russia, which the US claims is being used to fund Russia's war on Ukraine. Lula said Rio de Janeiro would instead use all available resources, including the World Trade Organization, to defend its interests. Bilateral tensions between Washington and Rio de Janeiro have recently escalated following the US decision to slap a 50% tariff on Brazil to fight what Trump has called a witch hunt against former President Jair Bolsonaro, who is on trial on charges of plotting a coup following his election loss in 2022. Lula referred to the day the tariffs were imposed as the most regrettable time in the bilateral history between the two countries and said his government was already taking action to strengthen foreign trade with other nations, including BRICS partners. Quote, "In 2025, we will resort to all possible measures, starting with the WTO, to defend our interests. In fact, the government was already taking action to strengthen foreign trade and generate new opportunities for domestic companies before the change of administration in the United States," Lula said, speaking at an event in Brasilia. Despite the growing tensions, Lula said he would still invite Trump to COP30, the UN Climate Change Conference in November, which will be held in Belém, Pará. Quote, "I will not call Trump because he does not want to talk. You can be sure I will call Trump to invite him to COP30 and find out his opinion on climate issues. I will be kind enough to call him," he said, according to local media reports. India-US relations seem to be stressed as well after Trump decided to slap 25% tariff on New Delhi. Amid the United States tariff threats over Russian oil imports, US President Donald Trump has claimed he was unaware of Washington's uranium and fertilizers trade with Moscow, a point New Delhi has highlighted while defending its Russian imports. He also indicated increasing duties on nations continuing their trade relationship with Moscow, but did not disclose any number for the same. When a reporter during a White House briefing asked Trump what he had to say about the uranium and fertilizer imports from Russia to America, while America has been chastising other countries like Brazil and India for their trade deals with Russia, Trump said, "I don't know anything about it. I will have to check it out." That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.